Now, where it's located today, I used to play on it when I was a child. It was Bear Creek Valley. Bear Creek Valley was where that portion of the building were built. That resulted in the material that was used for the zombie zone. Now, this was not all of it. This was only part of it. And in this area, which was 115,000 acres, 115,000 acres, was built with fence around it. And they built all of these houses that, to my knowledge, that I wound up, after they started building the houses, I was in on the first group of houses. I've had three different ones. And with your job, as you progressed, your housing that was furnished to you, all you had to do was apply to it. Now, the amazing thing, in the time, I had a three-bedroom house that was equivalent of a three-bedroom range house today. That cost me $65 a month. And they furnished all of my coal for the furnaces. The house was complete with a furnace and water and everything in it.
Was you married at this time?
Yes. See, I moved from a house in Knoxville, Tennessee, out to Oak Ridge.
So all the people who lived in Oak Ridge worked on the atomic bomb? All the people that lived at Oak Ridge worked on the atomic bomb?
Yeah, just some are as a result of it. And this was, at that time, was 75,000 people. Now, the housing that they were trying to build it, and the houses were being built as fast as they could build them. And your job depending on whether you had a house, whether you didn't have, and what level of housing that you were allowed was dependent on your importance in the project itself. And I worked for 5 years, and I only missed 2 hours out of 5 years being out of work. And prior to moving out there, I had to go to work in a truck, in the back of a truck. They had a truck that came from Knoxville, carried the people out there. Now, the people that were working came from as far as Chattanooga every day to work on this project. And we lived inside of a fence with a guard around it during this time. And this went on all the way throughout the war.
What part of the bomb was worked on at Oak Ridge? What part of the bomb did you work on at Oak Ridge?
Well, all of it.
All of it?
Everything that we worked on was something that contributed to the manufacture of the material that went into making the atomic bomb. Now, the bomb wasn't made at that point, only the material. The bomb was taken to different locations for assembly.
So what did you do after the war was over?
Well, after the war was over, I came down to Huntsville, Alabama. We organized a company, five of us, started a new company. And the contract we got, one of them was in Huntsville, Alabama. Now remember, Huntsville, Alabama existed, but not as a city. It was is comprised of just a little few stores and two hotels. That's all it was to us. And at the time when I left, it was up to about 130,000 people. Now I work directly with the people that later had charge of all of the space program. Dr. Von Braun, I forget the names. They were Germans. They were brought from Fort Bliss, Texas, up to Huntsville, Alabama. And we had no building ready for them. We put them into the high school. And they did their work in the old high school, which doesn't exist anymore.
That was what was later called
NASA. And when it started out, they had a different name on it.
So what did you do when you started working with NASA?
Well, I was in the engineering of buildings, and I designed the inside of the buildings that were later used by Von Braun and all of his people to build these space vehicles that went to the moon.
Okay. What did you do after NASA?
Well, after NASA, we went back to, you see, on NASA, I was sent to Cape Canaveral while they were doing the testing. Now, we designed the big, what they call the Army Tower, which was the big vehicle that weighed 12 million pounds that was assembled to carry the unit to the launch pad. And when they brought to the launch pad, we set it down and put the Army Tower around it. And we worked on the missile prior to the firing.
How long did you work with NASA?
About 5 years.
When did you move here to Birmingham?
1961.
What did you work on here in Birmingham? What did you begin working on here in Birmingham?
I worked with the Russ Engineering Company, which I stayed with for the next 20 years. And in this time, we designed this Army Tower and many, many other projects. For instance, I'll give you a little idea on this.
Okay.
With the rest when I came here. Now this is only part of it. So for a summary of what I did, that's a chronology of it. So when you ask me what I did, it's quite a diversified amount
What was that, AEC?
That was, AEC was Atomic Energy Commission. Atomic Energy Commission, which was a forerunner of NASA. See, that's what the federal government calls it, AEC. This is the original. This is the original of all of this. This is my experience during that time.
What did you do when you worked for the Uniroyal Corporation in Oklahoma?
I built all the equipment to make tires.
You worked for a Colorado Fuel?
No. Yes, that was a steel mill.
Amoco Chemicals?
Amoco Chemicals. We were building a plant that made the material to make the shirt. In other words, the synthetic material, your material today is not natural. It was chemical. And this was the material that made the cloth for modern material. In other words, that's where your shirt came from, I don't recall.
What did you do for Dow Chemical Corporation?
Dow Chemical, I did a little bit of everything. One thing, I did work on a project that extracted metal from seawater. That's where the wheels for what you think is aluminum wheels for your car, that's where they came from. See, that came from seawater. They pumped it through and taken this material out and then melted it down and cast it into the metal from which the wheel for your car is made. And that's where your light material for your airplane came from. See, this was a period of time when all this was a period of time when I got my patents. And finally I wound up getting a bunch of patents for a next atomic-powered airplane, which was never finished. But I was working on it, and I worked on a system that told you how long you could stay in the radiation without tearing down the cells of the body, so fast that they could build up again. And I built a machine that you put in the aircraft that measured the time that you were subject to the radiation. And it would tell you when you had to get out of it. When you got at that point, it was acting like you had leukemia. So that was one of the patents.